231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here on this Hump Day Wednesday, September 10th, 2025 edition. Yesterday, the Michigan State Board of Education passed a resolution, 7-1, recommending that all K through 5 educators in the state be required to complete letters training, L-E-T-R-S, language essentials for teachers of reading and spelling, quote, within a reasonable time frame. The resolution also calls for distributing free books to promote literacy among young students. Well, the lone Republican Tom McMillan voted no. He questioned whether mandating a specific training program that financially benefits one company is even legally permissible under our state constitution. Evidently, this company that does this language essentials for teachers of reading and spelling has copyright on the information on the training and therefore would be paid for its training. McMillan said specifically, I don't know if this passes constitutional muster that one company can make all kinds of money off of the state taxpayers. Well, the resolution aligns with a set of four recommendations that were presented by the Michigan Department of Education's Assistant Superintendent Delsa Chapman. These recommendations were aimed at expanding access to research-based literacy instruction and improving student outcomes. In addition to mandatory letters training, Chapman proposed lowering class sizes, especially in high poverty classrooms in grades K through 3. She also recommended that the state double the $87 million one-time literacy funding that was distributed to 561 school districts through grants. Board members agreed that the current funding level is not enough to reach all the students who need this additional support. Chapman's final recommendation focused on increasing in-person instruction time. According to data shared at the meeting, although Michigan schools are scheduled for 180 instructional days of actual in-person learning, well, it was significantly reduced by 9 snow days, 7 professional development days, and 15 days of virtual instruction, which brought the total down to 149 in-person days for some students. If you do the math, folks, you're looking at basically them cutting instruction days, which is actually law. It's in our Constitution. 180 days is the school year. Well, they reduced it by 31 days. They took an entire month away from the students. Now, I understand 9 snow days. I get that. But that would go from 180 down to 171. 7 professional development days? That's for the teachers. 15 days of virtual instruction. What about the kids that don't have internet? Well, the board members noted that both the House and the Senate versions of the proposed 2026 state budget would reduce the number of allowable virtual learning days from 15 down to 7. This was a change that took place back in 2023 after the China virus. Also, several board members said they would prefer to see that the number reduced to 0, arguing that the students benefit most from face-to-face instruction. You know, they have made public schools a joke. Unbelievable. Do you know, I never missed one day of school my entire high school career. 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, I never missed a day, not once. Went to school every single day. They just don't get it. These people just do not get it. Well, one of the board members, Tiffany Tilly, said, we need to focus on the children. You say that all the time, and you do nothing about it. She went on to say that at the current pace, it would take 5 years to provide letters training to all Michigan's nearly 90,000 teachers. So far, only 5,000 teachers have completed the training, despite the legislature already allocating funds to support it. Chapman closed the discussion by emphasizing the urgency behind these changes. Time is important. Has been saying that for decades, but yet test scores continue to decline. You guys can't even agree on getting cell phones out of the classroom. Oh no, our precious little Johnny and Susie need to be in constant contact with their parents if they need to be. No, they do not. We didn't have cell phones when we were growing up. Why does little kids have cell phones in schools? This has gotten completely out of control. Well, again, if I was a parent right now, my kids would be out of the public schools and they would be at a Christian academy. They don't put up with this crap. I can tell you right now, Northern Michigan Christian Academy, Pastor Chatfield School, the kids don't get their cell phones. Nope. Not going to do it. One other story I wanted to get into the show today. Remember those 9 bills that the Democrats passed in the House and the Senate last year, 2024, when they had control majorities of both chambers? And that for some reason, Speaker Joe Tate just didn't want to, or he forgot to send them to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signing, turning the bills into laws. Well, there was a court, appellate court hearing yesterday. Attorneys for the House told the appeals panel that whether House Speaker Matt Hall sends the 9 bills that were passed during the lame duck session to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk is a legislative matter and is not something that can be decided by a courtroom. Dykema Gossett attorney Kyle Michael Asher argued that the court should therefore leave it to the legislature to resolve this dispute, noting that in the last 2 centuries, the legislature has not sought judicial relief for a purely legislative dispute. This is the first time they've ever been taken to court. This request infringes on internal legislative processes and goes beyond the court's expertise or its authority. He told the Michigan Court of Appeals panel, each legislature lasts for 2 1-year sessions. At the end of those 2 years, any unfinished business that legislature dies with, that legislature, any unfinished business of that legislature dies with that legislature, period. You can't force them to resuscitate bills that have already died. Well, the attorney, communist Mark Brewer of Goodman Acker, who represents the Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, countered that the bills were ready and should have been presented, but for Hall's behavior. There's a simple answer to the question that counsel asked about why there's never been a dispute like this before in the courts of Michigan. It's because until this legislature, the legislature has always obeyed the Constitution and presented the bills. Bald-faced lie. You just lied in the courtroom, Brewer. Nowhere in our state constitution does it say that the legislature must forward any passed bills to the governor in the next legislative session. That is a bald-faced lie. I know the state constitution. I've taught the state constitution. It's nowhere in there. The reason it's never happened before is because you never had an incompetent, lazy Speaker of the House like Joe Tate, who left 9 bills sitting on his desk. And what? He forgot? He just chose not to send them to Whitmer? He didn't like the bills, so he didn't send them to the governor? Whatever his reason was, it's never happened before because every previous speaker has always sent passed bills to the governor for signing before they shut down the session. Well, Brinks filed the lawsuit in February against Speaker Hall, alleging that he was illegally blocking the 9 passed bills in the lame duck session that were not forwarded to the governor. She filed the lawsuit back on February 3rd. Well, it's one of the reasons why Matt Hall won't even talk to Winnie Brinks. So it's now in the Michigan Appellate Court. Couple more sentences wrapping this up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, just to wrap this story up. The arguing continued back and forth. Basically, after I've read it through and looked it all over, they ended the court session stating that they will consider the arguments and make their decision soon. Michigan Supreme Court declined to hear the case until the appeals court did so first, because they were trying to expedite this process and take it right to the Michigan Supreme Court. Well, Supreme Court said, no, let the appeals court deal with it first. That was back on April 3rd. Back in March, the House passed a resolution 41 banning the chamber from forwarding any past bills to the governor. Why? Because they have the Republican majority. Now, the bills themselves, these nine, kind of interesting. Because as you read them, first of all, it would let correction officers in our state prisons join the state retirement system. It would help raise money for the Detroit Historical Museum and create new protections or debtors going through bankruptcy. Well, Hall has maintained that the current legislature is not responsible for completing the business of the prior legislature, a position he held and presented even after Court of Claims Judge Saima Patel ruled that the bills should be presented to the governor. However, Patel's order did not order Hall to do so, leaving both sides claiming victory. Well, when Hall failed to forward the bills, Senate Majority Leader Brinks wrote a letter warning that she would seek enforcement in the Court of Claims, which prompted a response from Hall that it's unfortunate that the Democrats didn't take enough interest in presenting the bills when they had a chance. But one of the appeals judges, Christopher Murray, began questioning the attorneys. Murray argued that the Constitution says that the legislature has to present bills to the governor, who has an interest in the matter. Absolutely correct. But it doesn't say that the next legislature has to do the passing of the bills from the previous legislature. That's not in the Constitution, Your Honor. You got to read the Constitution as it's written. You don't get to extrapolate and say, well, it says that they have to put them forward to the governor. It does not say that you have to do the work of the previous legislature. Brewer, the attorney, argued that in January, now this is interesting, more than one dozen bills were sent to the governor in January by Speaker Matt Hall that had been passed in the lame duck session, except for these nine at issue, arguing that basically Hall has already shown precedent that he's willing to forward work from the previous legislature, but he's basically cherry picking these nine bills. That's a good argument. Well, it's going to be very interesting. This case will continue. They are taking it under advisement before their recommendation. Doesn't matter which way they decide. Both sides will probably appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court anyway. But the Supreme Court didn't want to hear it until the appeals court dealt with it. So, pretty interesting story. Fighting going on like cats and dogs in Lansing. Very, very, very interesting. Last thing I'd like to put out there for today is to make sure that you guys are aware that we have the ability to make a difference in the state of Michigan. I'm asking you as a personal favor to text me AX so I can send you the YouTube video of the radio commercial, and I can send you a link to the website axmytax.org. It's game on. We have opportunities to do all kinds of things here in the state of Michigan regarding football games, big events that are happening. We have an opportunity to be around massive amounts of numbers of people that you can simply ask them to sign the petition to put it on the ballot. I'm asking you to do one sheet at a minimum. One sheet at a minimum. Now, if you would like, over in the Presqu'ile area, if you would like to sign a petition or get a sheet, you can go to Cat Fisher's Bait and Tackle on Straits Highway there in Sheboygan. Sheboygan County, they have petition sheets there for Axe My Tax as well as for Carla Wagner for governor. Bait and Tackle, Cat Fisher's business on Straits Highway. Open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can text DAR 231-408-8928. That's it for today's show. Now back to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey.